Psalm 139, Part 2, Preface. Man is most wonderfully made, a noble creature. His stature erect, his limbs beautifully rounded and exactly proportioned, his whole body with all its members showing elegance and symmetry, strength and activity. Considering his bodily formation, we must confess there is not a living creature in all the earth which in the least would compare with the beauty and nobility of man. And how vast are the capacities of the human mind! With his thoughts, man encircles the globe. With his reason, he searches out the powers of nature and makes them subserve his needs and his ease. By his ingenuity, man has found out ways and means to observe and to describe the motions of the heavenly bodies. And what is more, man has a conscience which tells him that there are things which are good and noble and things which are sinful and ignoble, a conscience which convicts him that he is a responsible creature. What a shameful and contemptible thing to pronounce man a descendant of the apes! The Bible gives to man a nobler origin. God made man in his image, after his likeness, and therefore man has reason and an immortal soul. O man, so wonderfully made, live not like the beast for this earth only. Look upward, remember thy Creator. Follow that which is pleasing unto him, and let thy soul cleave unto him, praising him for his power and goodness, of which David speaks in the latter part of the 139th Psalm. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in countenance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Summary. This text praises God for the creation of man and his goodness and loving kindness toward man. The mercies which God shows to us are verily numberless as the grains of sand on the seashore. Hence, we should fear God and not live in sin. For those who abuse his gifts, placing them in the service of sin, will be called to an account and will experience his just anger. Considering the goodness of God, we should be filled with zeal for his glory, that we hate sin and sit not in the seat of the scoffers. And when we must be in the company of the wicked, we must never, by word or deed, sanction wickedness, but show on every occasion that we hate it, even at the risk of losing the friendship of men. The friendship of God we must prize above the love of the world. And knowing the heart to be a deceitful thing, we must ask God to preserve us from being seduced to sin and error, and to keep us in the way to everlasting life. Prayer. How excellent, O Lord, have thy thoughts been toward us, in that thou madest us after thine image. And when we were lost in sin, thou didst send thy Son to redeem us, and granted thy Spirit to renew us unto righteousness and true holiness. Thanks be unto thy mercy, now and forever. Amen.